We can go on to some news items now. We start with a bit of news from the natural world, as rare white storks are seen and also bitterns in flight. Tulip fields open and the Bishop of Norwich has an environment prize for schools. A Norfolk farmer was shocked to spot a pair of rare white storks following his tractor for the first time in 27 years. Edward Philby saw the birds on Easter Sunday while cultivating the land at Great Melton Farms west of Norwich. "I have never seen one before, and I have been here for 27 years," he said. "It was a bit of a shock, especially on Easter Sunday. The seagulls all came out as usual, but then I turned around and saw the storks. There were no tags or rings, so they probably migrated here. They were here for about an hour, feeding on worms, quite happily with the seagulls. Perhaps they were migrating and got a bit hungry." White storks are native to Britain, but disappeared as a breeding species in the 1400s. Conservationists say a combination of habitat loss and overhunting contributed to the species' decline, and there is evidence of targeted persecution during the English Civil War because the birds were associated with rebellion. White storks are still a rare sight in the UK, although reintroduction projects in southern England have recreated a small breeding population in recent years. The birds are still classed as scarce migrants and reintroduced breeders rather than widespread natives.
A rare bird has been photographed in flight over the Norfolk countryside. The bittern, captured by Kelvin Remblance, appeared to be ready to land. The bird is characterised by its pale buff-brown plumage, covered with dark streaks and bars. It was seen on Haddiscoe Island, which is a 2,000-acre site, Mr. Remblance said. "We drove past the bitterns. We were about 5 foot away. In 1997, just 11 male bitterns boomed around the UK, according to the RSPB. However, efforts to revive the species have been successful, with the breed bouncing back. Despite its resurgence, bitterns are still notoriously hard to spot and are more likely to be seen hiding in the reeds on marshland than in full flight. The Royal Society for Protection of Birds described the bittern as secretive. It is very difficult to see as it moves silently through reeds at water's edge, looking for fish, it added. The males make a remarkable, far-carrying booming sound in spring.
The gates to Norfolk's famous tulip fields have reopened to the public for the 2026 season. This year's Tulips for Tapping event began on Thursday, when the first guests were welcomed to wander among the 9 million red, pink, yellow, purple and orange flowers. The rainbow-striped fields, which recently featured in the Wicked films as the backdrop of Munchkin Land, opened for 2 weeks each spring. Tickets usually sell out quickly, and crowds flock to the site near Sandringham to take photos among the blooms. The event raises money for the Tapping House, which provides free care for people with life-limiting illnesses.
Schools with nature gardens, eco-clubs, wildlife groups, vegetable plots or recycling teams could be the next winner of a £1,000 prize from the Bishop of Norwich. The Environment Prize for Schools, now in its second year, aims to help children connect with the natural world. It is open to all Church of England primary schools in the Diocese of Norwich, and the winning school will get £1,000 to spend on its green project. The Right Reverend Graham Usher, who is the Church of England's lead bishop on the environment, is particularly interested in hearing how children are involved in devising or running the project, which might already be thriving or something pupils are looking to launch.
A tiger, a sloth and two penguins were among the animals sedated as a zoo in Norfolk took a major step forward. Banham Zoo partnered with veterinary imaging specialists, Burgess Diagnostics, to bring a CT scanner on site, which provided detailed internal imaging that would not be possible with standard techniques. Animals scanned included Mishka, the Amur tiger, Tana, the cheetah, two African black-footed penguins named Jim and Bob, a two-toed sloth called Arlo, the Rupel's griffin vulture, and a meerkat named Grub. The scans were used for both routine health checks on the animals and the investigation of ongoing medical conditions. It also allowed the zoo's veterinary team to examine complex or long-standing health problems in greater depth.
A piece of Derbyshire farmland has been gifted to a Norfolk-based charity, creating a legacy which will help support young people starting out in agriculture. The land at Morton Lodge Farm was donated by the Hayes family to the Clan Trust, which supports young farmers, agricultural sciences and outreach services for the elderly. It is being farmed under a tenancy to generate income, which will support the charity's grants to help young people in the east of England to take their first steps into agricultural careers by offering training, equipment or opportunities that might otherwise be out of reach. And the generous donation continues a family farming story which began with a single cow. When Emmanuel Mant Taylor Hayes and his wife Alice first entered farming, they had just one heifer, Peggy, who arrived by train from East Anglia. When the tenancy ended, the opportunity arose to decide how the land might continue to serve a purpose connected to farming. The farmhouse was eventually sold and the remaining land was gifted to the Clan Trust so its income could support grants, giving young people the chance to build a future in agriculture.
Leaders have been given the go-ahead to carry out a major expansion of their Russian Orthodox Church. St. Alexander Nevsky Orthodox Church, dedicated to a Russian prince who lived during the 1200s, will be adding a second floor to its single-story property on Oak Street. The church, which has approximately 60 parishioners, will also be building a domed tower as part of its plans. Father Spasimir Ivanov, the priest of the church, says all the money needed to build the tower will come from donations. Following Norwich City Council's approval, leaders can now calculate the costs of the extension and donation collections can get underway. Several parishioners of the church supported the plans by writing to City Hall shortly after the designs were revealed.